últimamente yendo a México. No,
crossing the border from Mexico to the United States can sometimes involve long waits as Customs and Border Protection agents examine papers and search vehicles. But these days, the crossing into Mexico also takes a little more time as federal agents target some vehicles to search for guns. Bill Molaski is director of the Port of El Paso.
We're basing a lot of what we're doing out here on intelligence, just information we're gathering from working in this environment, and we're targeting vehicles that we might suspect would be conducting that type of business.
The searches at this particular border crossing have only produced one handgun so far, but the effort is praised by Mexico's General Consul in El Paso, Roberto Rodriguez.
It's a good start to see what the American authorities are doing, especially stopping the trafficking of guns. Most of the guns used by the gangs in Mexico, they are coming from the United States.
But American gun store owners say it's unlikely gangs are getting many weapons from them. Charles Wagnon, who owns Tex Guns in Austin, Texas, says no one comes here to buy an arsenal.
There's certainly not anybody buying anything here in any kind of quantity to pass them on.
Wagnon says he cannot obtain or sell fully automatic rifles or grenade launchers like the ones being used by criminal gangs in Mexico. He says some semi-automatic weapons can be converted to full automatic, but only by someone with expertise.
There are guns that are apparently easier to convert than others, but not without a good bit of knowledge. I certainly have no idea who's out there doing that sort of thing.
International security analyst Fred Burton, who works for Stratfor in Austin, says gun store purchases probably account for very few of the weapons used in Mexico crimes.
If you think about the volume of weapons that the narcos have in possession anytime there's a major bust, what you typically see is an extraordinary number of automatic weapons, Chinese manufactured, Russian manufactured, and you do see some U.S. weapons that have been stolen or purchased illegally here in the United States.
He says many of the U.S. guns in criminal hands come from the Mexican military, which has a high rate of desertion.
You have soldiers defecting with not only issued military weapons, could be issued ammunition, issued grenades.
Burton notes that one of the most fearsome drug gangs in Mexico, the so-called Zetas, were members of an elite military unit that switched sides and have used their training and weapons against their former comrades. Many guns used by Mexican soldiers come from direct commercial sales by American companies, approved by the U.S. State Department, something Burton says should be examined more closely.
I think that's going to be an issue as we start to look at some of the foreign aid initiatives into Mexico, meaning what are we issuing to them, what are we selling the Mexican government, and where are the weapons going?
Initial claims that 90% of guns used by criminals in Mexico come from the United States turned out to be based on faulty data analysis. The real figure is probably less than half, but hard to determine because there's no coordinated system between Mexico and the United States for tracing and identifying guns. That's something Mexican Consul Roberto Rodriguez says should be addressed.
We need to find some ways to cooperate each other in order to trace the guns in a proper way.
He says talks are underway between the two nations on how to establish a better system for law enforcement agencies in each country to share information on guns with each other. Greg Flakus, VOA News, El Paso, Texas.